physically look like, if we're faithful, we're going to be presenting the character of Christ to the world, and we're going to look the same. But some of us are going to lay down this life during that time period. And that's illustrated in the story of Succoth. Now, or of Gideon. Succoth, next subject. The desire of ages. The men of Succoth represent, meaning booths, is representing a specific time period in sacred history. Desire of Ages, page 447. The Feast of Tabernacles was the closing gathering of the year. It was God's design that at this time, the people should reflect His goodness and mercy. The whole land had been under His guidance, receiving His blessing. Day and night His watch care had continued. The sun and the rain had caused the earth to produce her fruits. From the valleys and plains of Palestine, the harvest had been gathered. The olive berries had been picked and the precious oil stored in bottles. The palm had yielded her store. The purple clusters of the vine had been trodden in the wine press. The feast continued for 7 days, and for its celebration, the inhabitants of Palestine, with many from other lands, left their homes and came to Jerusalem. From far and near, people came, bringing in their hands a token of rejoicing. Old and young, rich and poor, all brought some gift as a tribute of thanksgiving to Him who had crowned the year with His goodness and made His path drop fatness. Everything that could please the eye and give expression to the universal joy was brought from the woods. The city bore the appearance of a beautiful forest. This feast was not only the harvest thanksgiving, and when does the story of Gideon take place? Harvest time. End of the world. Was not only the harvest thanksgiving, but the memorial of God's protecting care over Israel in the wilderness. In commemoration of their tent life, the Israelites during the feast dwelt in booths. Succoth, that's the name of the city, booths, the festival of booths. They dwelt in booths or tabernacles of green boughs. These were erected in the streets, in the courts of the temple, or on housetops. The hills and valleys surrounding Jerusalem were also dotted with these leafy dwellings and seemed to be alive with people. With sacred song and thanksgiving, the worshippers celebrated this occasion. A little before was the feast was the Day of Atonement, when, after confession of their sins, the people were declared to be at peace with heaven. Thus was the way prepared for the rejoicing of the feast. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Rose triumphantly with all kinds of music, mingled with shouts of Hosanna, accompanied the united singing. The temple was the center of the universal joy. Here was the pomp of the sacrificial ceremonies. Here, arranged on either side,